Turkey's parliament on Thursday authorized troops to launch cross-border action against Syria following the deadly shelling of a Turkish town by Syrian government forces. Nathan Morley reports.
The bill was passed by 320 to 129 votes and also permits strikes against Syrian targets. But the Deputy Prime Minister insisted this was a deterrent and not a mandate for war. The action comes after a mortar round hit a residential neighbourhood of a border town in southern Turkey, killing five women and children from one family. The Turks quickly responded with artillery strikes against Syrian government positions. The Turkish Deputy Prime Minister, Bulent Arinç, said that the mortar attack was the last straw and demanded an international response.
There has been an attack on Turkey's mainland and its citizens lost their lives. There is definitely a response to that in international law. Turkey is a NATO member. Certain NATO treaty articles bring certain duties when one of its members is attacked. We are not blinded by rage, but we will protect our rights to the end in the face of such an attack on our soil that killed our people.
Turkey has since increased the number of troops along its 900-kilometre border with Syria, and a meeting of NATO ambassadors strongly condemned the attack, saying it constituted a cause of great concern. The U.S. Secretary of State is Hillary Clinton.
Very, very dangerous situation. We are outraged that the Syrians have been shooting across the border. We are very regretful about the loss of life that has occurred on the Turkish side.
Turkey has asked the United Nations Security Council to take all of the necessary action to stop Syrian aggression. Meanwhile, the violence inside Syria has also intensified, with three suicide car bombs and a mortar barrage hitting a government-controlled district in Aleppo, killing around 50 people. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.